This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. authorities have arrested two Myanmar citizens residing in New York for an alleged plot to kill their country's ambassador to the United Nations. A statement from the United States Attorney's Office of the Southern District of New York said the suspects planned to, quote, hire attackers to hurt the ambassador in an attempt to force the ambassador to step down from his post. If the ambassador, Cha Mo Tun, did not step down, the statement said, the attackers were to kill him. Each suspect is charged with one count of conspiracy to assault and make a violent attack upon a foreign official. The charge carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. Myanmar's military, which overthrew the government of civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st, has been trying to remove the ambassador from his post at the UN and replace him with someone chosen by the military junta. The ambassador told the French news agency on Wednesday that his life had been threatened and he was given additional security. Reuters is reporting on a confidential UN report saying North Korea continued developing its nuclear and ballistic missile programs during the first half of 2021 in violation of international sanctions and despite the country's worsening economic situation. The report by a panel of independent sanctions monitors to the UN Security Council North Korea Sanctions Committee said Pyongyang continued to seek material and technology for these programs overseas. North Korea's mission to the United Nations in New York did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The isolated Asian nation imposed a strict lockdown last year amid the coronavirus pandemic. This is VOA News. Israel's military said Israel conducted overnight airstrikes against Hamas targets in Gaza in retaliation for the launching of incendiary balloons from Gaza. The statement from the Israeli army said the incendiary balloons caused fires in southern Israel. It said the rocket launching site was located in close proximity to civilian surroundings, which the army said emphasized how the ruling Hamas organization continues to endanger Palestinian civilians. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The United States has placed visa restrictions on 50 immediate family members of Nicaraguan officials who've been involved in or benefited from President Daniel Ortega's growing repression. The U.S. State Department said Friday the officials include lawmakers, prosecutors, and judges. Over the past 2 months, Ortega's government has arrested nearly three dozen opposition figures, including seven potential challengers for the presidency. Nicaragua is scheduled to hold national elections on November 7th. Ortega is seeking a fourth consecutive term. This week, the government placed an opposition vice presidential candidate on house arrest. Nicaragua's Electoral Council on Friday disqualified the country's main opposition party from upcoming presidential polls in the latest move in an escalating political crackdown in the Central American country. Kenya's Peres Jepchirchir battled high heat and humidity on Saturday to win the Olympic gold medal in the women's marathon in a time of 2 hours, 27 minutes, and 20 seconds. Taking silver was her teammate, Kenyan Bridget Kosgei. American Molly Seidel placed third. Olympic organizers started the women's marathon at 6 a.m. local time, an hour earlier than planned, in an effort to avoid extreme heat and humidity. Saturday afternoon, the U.S. men's basketball team captured its fourth straight Olympic gold medal and its 16th overall, defeating France 87-82. American Kevin Durant, who plays for the Brooklyn Nets in the NBA, was the game's high scorer with 29 points. Also Friday night, American Allison Felix won her 10th Olympic medal in track and field, taking the bronze in the women's 400-meter event. She also now has won more Olympic track and field medals than any other woman in history. Late Saturday, she competes in the finals of the women's 4x400-meter relay. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.